These External Manners of Lament by Croaky Refer, read by Rhea314. A supernatural fanfic, rated PG-13. Bobby's a good 200 yards into the trees at the edge of the town before he admits defeat. He's a good tracker, even though his skills are rusty, but it's dark as the pit of hell in the woods and the guy's gone. He's just gone. Bobby needs to get back anyway. Needs to help Dean get Sam patched up and back to the car. He wants to beat the shit out of the guy, whoever he is. Knows Dean will want words with him too, but he puts that aside because the boys need him right now. Bobby's not a young man, not anymore, and it takes him a good 10 minutes to get back to where he left Dean. It's lighter out here, in the open, between the buildings that lurch like drunken ghosts. But even so, his eyes aren't what they once were, and it's not until he's almost on top of them that he sees the way Dean is holding his brother, just holding him, clinging like he's trying to make himself part of Sam. Dean's face is buried in Sam's hair. Bobby stops, stands still, and feels the world break around him. Sam's heavy. That's no surprise, of course, it's obvious. Sam's 6'5", for Christ's sake, and Bobby knows that most of that is muscle. All the same, it comes as a shock. How heavy Sam is, and he realizes that the last time he carried him was years ago, and Sam was just a skinny 15-year-old, bleeding all over the car, Bobby's couch, his family. That was the last time, but not the first, back when he was still the smallest member of his little tribe. Sam loved to be held, and Bobby always acted like he didn't like it, but he would give anything to have that solid weight of a child in his arms again now. That's not what he has, though. He has 6'5" of man, the man Sam became. He has 6'5" of nothing, and maybe that's why it's so strange that Sam is so heavy, because there's nothing in there. He's not even taking the brunt of the weight. Dean's doing that, just like he always has, arms wrapped around Sam's torso, supporting Sam's lolling head like somehow that'll help. But it's enough. The weight of Sam's life, everything Sam is, everything Sam was. This is all that's left. Bobby's not a young man, not anymore, but he bears the weight without complaining. Bobby knows Dean isn't going to make it. It's not that Bobby's melodramatic. He likes to think he is the opposite. And certainly compared to any given Winchester, he's the picture of pragmatism. It's just, he knows what it's like to be a man with nothing to lose. And he knows Dean. John's loss hit the boy hard, but this is something different. Sam and Dean have always been Sam and Dean for as long as Bobby's known them. As long as Sam's been alive, if Bobby's any judge. Maybe even longer. 23 years of Sam and Dean, and now there's just Dean. Sam is laid out in the back of the car, but Sam is gone. And when Bobby looks in Dean's eyes, he knows Dean's as good as gone too. That it won't be long before it's Sam and Dean again. Bobby's lost one of John's boys tonight. He's damned if he's going to lose the other one, too. There's an abandoned house on the other side of town from Bobby's place. Bobby's checked it out a few times, made sure nothing's coming out of the woodwork there. And it's good enough. Roof is sound, well out back. They don't know what's going on, what's coming, what happened to Sam and Cold Oak. Bobby doesn't want Dean at his place, where anyone might come looking for him. They lay Sam on the bed. The mattress is old and torn, and Bobby wishes they had something more comfortable for him, catches himself thinking it, and tries to put things in perspective. It doesn't work. Dean sits on a chair and stares. Bobby leaves him be. Can't help. Not yet. He's not Sam. Dean hasn't eaten since Sam went missing. Bobby doesn't want to leave him alone, but he doesn't want him to starve either, so he goes out, brings back Chinese. He eats half, watches the back of Dean's head. There's no electricity, and the light from the little gas lamp Bobby brought from the Impala doesn't reach as far as the bed. Bobby's both glad and disappointed. He doesn't want to watch the color leave Sam's face, but at the same time, he does. He wants to take those last moments. His last chance to see Sam. They're not his to take, though. They belong to Dean. In the morning, Dean's half of the food is untouched. And Bobby goes out again, gets pizza this time. Sam's been gone 10 hours, and Dean hasn't moved from the chair, hasn't said a word. The morning light shines in, and Bobby's missed his chance. Sam's skin is gray. There's no mistaking it now. No way to pretend, even for a moment. Bobby lays the pizza on the table and leans against the wall. Feels like maybe everything that's wrong and unjust about the world is lying there on that bed, sitting in the chair next to it. He can't let himself break, though. Dean needs him. Bobby's not a young man anymore, but sometimes he wonders if he ever was. Dean is a young man, and Bobby wants to see him grow old. It's been 2 days, and Bobby's brought chicken this time. Dean's found a bottle of whiskey from somewhere, and his skin looks grayer than Sam's. Bobby's scared now, real scared, and not just because it seems like really might be the end of the world. Sam's been gone 2 days. But what used to be him is still lying on the bed, like Dean thinks maybe he's just gonna wake up. When Dean tells him to leave, Bobby knows he's failed. He's not psychic hell, he's not even fanciful. But he's pretty sure when he walks out the door, it's not gonna be long before it's Sam and Dean again. In the event, it turns out he's right. Bobby pulls over by the side of the road in Wyoming. It's 3 hours since the gates of hell opened. Since John Winchester walked right out like the stubborn bastard he always was. Since Dean killed the thing that's been haunting the Winchester boys their whole lives. But Bobby's not thinking about any of that. He's thinking about opening his door and seeing Sam and Dean. The pit in his stomach because he knew Dean had done something monumentally stupid. And the flush of guilt because he was glad. Anger and fear and relief and joy all tangled together into one. And isn't that always the way with Winchesters? The Impala flashes by on the road, two heads silhouetted in front, an arm waving out the window. They're screwed, but those boys have been screwed their whole lives, and somehow they always pull through. Bobby's not a young man. Not anymore, and he's seen a lot in his life, a lot of deaths. Has long since schooled himself against hope. All the same, if there's another word for the feeling in his chest, he doesn't know what it is. Bobby leans his head against his arms and lets himself break. If you've enjoyed this fic, please leave feedback for the author, which you can do at kroki_refur.livejournal.com. Thanks for listening!